This is the last day of ordinary time until the summer. I'm being tomorrow, obviously, with Lent. I want to give a few thoughts as we prepare for Lent itself. First, I know sometimes we call in our country that this is Fat Tuesday. And these experiences I want to share from my own life. But I remember Fat Tuesday was the day to get everything you want right before Lent. So you can just stuff your face, have a huge burger, several beer, and just continuing to get prepared for Ash Wednesday. Well, really, when we grow in our spiritual life and we grow in the seasons, I hope I have grown up, and I hope that all of us have, to think, well, this shouldn't be this big party before Ash Wednesday. This should be kind of imagine if you were doing sports or a big event, that we want to prepare even for Ash Wednesday in Lent itself. We don't want to just have a party and then be trying to get sober in the next morning to start Ash Wednesday and go to confession. No, but to prepare ourselves even well for God. That's one. Another, I love how, and we'll be going through this in our church. This is a Matthew Kelly for Lent, and you'll see little cards, and Les will share this on the weekends and whatnot. Don't give up chocolate for Lent. Best Lent ever. And I love that, because that's good for kids. It's good for kids to give away chocolate or candy. And I think even for adults, that's a good thing to try and to do. But really, I mean, really, as giving away candy, like as adults, we should be able to do that. And I remember one of the spiritual directors, teacher, it's now actually Bishop Andrew Cousins, he said, if you're going through halfway Lent and you haven't failed anything, you're not challenging yourself enough. So something like chocolate, like, okay, that's kind of easy, like for our preschool kids and our elementary students. But give something away like that, but then continue to grow and challenge yourself of what we can do. Another one, this is kind of a pet peeve for me for Lent. Just don't talk and tell everybody. I think it's a good thing to do for like a spiritual director, your husband or wife, your children. But it is now a pet peeve when I'm just at a table and hearing I'm giving that. Well, good for you. I mean, do you get a reward today or a certificate? I mean, keep that quiet. That's for God. That's for Jesus. And not to go on my pet peeves, but another one, when you have on Fridays, we're giving something up, and we're going to like the best meal we have all year. And again, all these are my experiences. One, this is a small one. It's not a lot of money, but McDonald's. I mean, the fish fry. I mean, just the sandwich, right? I could do that every week. And that's like a treat for me. Well, okay, Ben, isn't Lent a place to give something more challenging? Or there's something you're not just loving? You're loving it better than something else? Right? I mean, think about how many people can go to Red Lobster or just have these huge meals. And again, things that I have done in Lent before. Go deeper. Go deeper with the Lord. And I love what Peter said today in the gospel, the one reading to think about. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." That's a good way to start a Lent.